WXXI is reporting on the wide reach of the opioids epidemic in a special series, Opioid Crisis: The Ripple Effect. As more and more efforts are being made across the country to curtail opioid addiction, some say a culture of fear has developed in the medical community. Fear for patient safety, fear of being prosecuted by regulators. One fallout is a growing population of patients no one seems to know exactly what to do with. Chronic pain patients who are already dependent on opioids and need to find new doctors willing to treat them. WXXI's Karen Shikurji reports.
One day, Rebecca Shriver was at work helping an elderly patient get to the bathroom when the patient became unsteady.
So if I didn't put my leg out or tried to catch her, she would have cracked her head on the wall.
Shriver was a nurse at the time in Buffalo, New York. She had twisted her knee a few months earlier. And that day, as she tried to keep her patient from falling, things took a turn for the worse.
We both fell, and that resulted in the disease I have now.
Shriver developed something called complex regional pain syndrome. It's a chronic pain disease that, over the past 7 years, has spread from her right leg to her groin, buttocks, and back.
It's like I can feel the nerves, and I can feel them just on fire.
To deal with the pain, Shriver took hydrocodone in long and short-acting form for years. But when she missed an appointment with her longtime doctor and couldn't reschedule right away, she ended up without medication. Her pain became unbearable and she went into withdrawal. She went to the ER where she got pain pills and injections, but once she was able to see her doctor,
she accused me of buying street drugs. She said those words exactly. I know you bought street drugs.
Shriver says her doctor explained that a urine test showed elevated levels of her medication, something that Shriver thinks may have manifested because of her visit to the ER. Her doctor decided to stop treating her, adding Shriver to a growing population of patients across the country called inherited patients who have to find a new doctor to treat their pain when another doctor discontinues their treatment.
I felt abandoned and just scared, overall scared.
Ultimately, she kind of eventually really found herself without anybody to really take care of those medications.
This is Dr. Paul Updike, medical director for Substance Abuse Services at Catholic Health in Buffalo. Shriver was referred to Updike by the doctor who stopped treating her for pain. He says the epidemic has put physicians on high alert that opioids can lead patients to addiction, something that takes time to monitor and determine.
As the concerns have become more and more, providers are less and less inclined to go through that work, and they're just more inclined to say, okay, I can't do this anymore, and stop the prescription, which really may not be the best move.
Some doctors are also concerned because of growing regulations and investigations. The Drug Enforcement Administration, for example, recently announced 28 arrests and revoking 147 licenses.
Particularly in the Western New York area, but I think throughout the country, there's been so many of these cases that more and more physicians are afraid that they are going to get into trouble if they prescribe these medications to a patient.
But in some cases, stopping prescriptions alone is not the solution, says Dr. Douglas Gourlay.
It presupposes that all of those inherited patients will quietly go off in the corner and suffer and do nothing about it. The reality is they do plenty about it.
Gourlay is the former director of pain and chemical dependency at the Wasser Pain Management Center in Toronto. He's been writing about inherited patients for years. He points out that opioid prescribing guidelines tend to address what to do with new patients, leaving physicians unsure of how to help inherited patients.
And what do you do with all the people who we put on opioids? Are we simply willing to accept that a big number of them will die because they're going to buy pills off the street? I mean, is that a win?
Rebecca Shriver considers herself lucky. She found new doctors like Dr. Updike to treat her. She stopped taking hydrocodone for pain and now takes medical marijuana and Suboxone instead.
It's like a fog has been lifted from my brain.
She's happier with the regimen she's on now. She just wishes that she didn't have to have such a traumatic break in treatment to get to it. Karen Shikurji, WXXI News.